Hello, this is Pastor Travis from Unity Church Magnolia. We want to thank you for joining us today for this week's podcast. We pray that it will encourage you and strengthen you for your journey with Christ. We hope to see you soon. God bless you as you listen.
Okay. All right, give Spider-Man a hand. All right, Spider-Man, one of your famous lines is, "With great power comes
responsibility."
Can you say that?
With great power comes great responsibility.
Can you give him a hand? So we're talking about supernatural. That's our series for the month. And how many knows that we have been given supernatural power? Look at somebody and say, you've been given supernatural power. And he's here to tell you today that with
great power comes great responsibility. Heal the sick. Raise the dead, cleanse those with leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 10:8.
Come on, give him a hand. Good job, buddy. I may need you in a minute. Very good. With great power comes great responsibility. How many knows Jesus did not die on the cross for nothing? He died on the cross to save our souls, but he also died on the cross so that we could have power to change the world. Can somebody say amen? Last week we talked about the power within, and we talked about how grace is the abundant power to live life supernaturally. Grace is the abundant power that God has deposited within us to live life supernaturally. Can y'all start the slideshow for me? Oh, they'll get that figured out. So God has deposited grace in us, not just to cover us and forgive us for our sins, but also so that we can have the power to do everything that God has called us to do in this life. So every person under the sound of my voice, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you are called. Somebody say, I'm called to do great things for the kingdom of God. Therefore, if we are not doing great things for the kingdom of God, then we are living outside of our calling. And so we've got to make sure that we are using the grace that God has given us. And so this week, we're going to talk about using our gift. Will you play this video?
Bruce Wayne.
You said that like it explains why there's a total stranger in my place, sitting in the dark, in my second favorite chair.
Tell me about this.
This is a person who looks exactly like me, but who is definitely not me. Very attractive Jewish boy. Somebody who, I don't know, stole your pocket watch or railroads.
I know you have abilities. I just don't know what they are.
My special skills include viola, web design, fluent in sign language, gorilla sign language.
Silica-based quartz sand fabric, abrasion resistant, heat resistant.
Yeah, I do competitive ice dancing.
It's what they use on the space shuttle to prevent it from burning up on re-entry.
I do very competitive ice dancing. Whoever you're looking for, it's not. You're the Batman.
So you're fast.
That feels like an oversimplification.
I'm putting together a team. People with special abilities. You see, I believe enemies are coming.
Stop right there. I'm in.
All right. Can you give the Lord praise? How many of you are in with God's plan for your life? God has given you supernatural power within you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is dwelling inside of you. And we know that you have been destined to do great things. Somebody shout, I'm in. All right. So we're going to talk about using your gift. If you'll turn in your Bibles or follow on the screens. I know it's a little dark in here this morning. 1 Peter 4 verse 10 says this. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards. Somebody say that word, stewards. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. I want to read it one more time. As each one of you has received a gift. First of all, this is saying that each and every one of you this morning has received a special gift from God, and it is to minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So what we know is God has given each one of us a gift that is to be used to minister to one another. And if we are not doing that, then we are not being good stewards of what God has given us. Now, if God has entrusted something to us, how many of you know that no longer just belongs to us? We are simply stewards of what he's given us. That's the same thing with your money. That's why we can challenge you to give without feeling guilty about it, because the money is not really yours anyway. It belongs to God. Every dime that I have to my name does not belong to me. It belongs to God. The Bible simply says that I'm a steward of what God has given me. Same thing with the grace of God that is within us. Many people receive the grace of God within them and they say, oh God, I thank you for your grace. But that's all we ever do is thank him for his grace. We never use it to minister to one another. So we must be good stewards of what God has given us. Verse 10 in the Passion Translation, I love this translation. If you'll look with me on the screen, it says, every believer has received grace gifts. So use them to serve one another as faithful stewards of the many-colored tapestry of God's grace. I love that. What is that saying? That's saying that grace comes in so many different forms. Grace comes in a different way for me than it comes for you. And me, God may have given me grace to minister and to speak and to pastor and to encourage and to lift you up on Sunday mornings and throughout the week. God may have given me these gifts, but some of you, God gave you a grace gift that looks much differently. It may be cooking in the kitchen, gifts of service. Oh, Thomas LeBee, man, he's here nearly every day of the week doing something. I know because I see him on the cameras. Thomas also sets the alarm for us every day from his phone. Now, that may not seem like a lot, but, you know, it keeps this place safe. Every night at a certain time, the alarm goes on. Every morning, the alarm goes off, and there's cameras. And anytime there's anything suspicious, and there are suspicious things going on here all the time, I can tell you. He says, Pastor, do you see what's going on in the camera? I'm like, no. He's like, well, somebody's there, or somebody has opened this door. Someone literally broke into my office door not long ago. I'm the only one with a key. Somebody broke in. You know, they weren't here long, and so we don't know what happened, but Thomas was all over it. And so like white on rice or black on beans, I don't know. He was all over it. Okay. So we've got to use our gifts no matter what it is, if it's in the nursery or if it's, hey, there's so many gifts, and we're going to talk about those today. So first thing that we must do is we must know our gifts. We must know our gifts. And there's no way I can teach on all of these this morning. But the Bible gives us several examples of grace gifts that God has given us. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 tells us that there's a gift of wisdom. How many has ever known somebody that's just wise? It's like they can't help it. They're just wise. I like to eat lunch with those kind of people. I like to be around those kind of people. I like for people to be able to say, Pastor, I don't think what you're doing is a good idea. You know why? Because I've been there, I've done that, I've tried it, I've bought the t-shirt, and I've got a big sad emoji for that particular event. I've got people like that. It's like, hey, we tried that. It didn't work. It flopped. That's no good. It seems like a good idea. I like people with wisdom, you know. God, but there's some wisdom that is learned, and then there's some wisdom that's supernatural wisdom. Now, God just gives people. How many of you have ever received a word of wisdom? Where someone has just spoken a word to you in a moment. They may not even know about you, but it's a word of wisdom that keeps you from making maybe a big mistake. You know, most words of wisdom that I've received has not confirmed what I wanted to do. It has stopped me from making big mistakes. In fact, most times when I've received a word of wisdom, it's been a little bit disappointing to me. Because it's like, oh, I had my hopes up. I wanted to do something. And then there was a word of wisdom that stopped me. But words of wisdom can also confirm what God's speaking to your life. Also, the gift of knowledge. Gift of knowledge scares me a little bit. Because that's the thing where, you know, somebody can come up and God has shown them something about you, has told them something about you that maybe you need to hear for yourself, maybe something that you don't even know about yourself yet. But then somebody speaks a word of knowledge and you're like, oh yeah, I get it. It's a word of knowledge. So some people have that gift. Some people have a gift of faith, man. They can believe God for anything. It's the people where I say, man, I believe we can have 200 on Sunday. And they say, no, I think we can have 230. You know, and so, you know, it's awesome. You know, I praise God. We've had two Sundays in the last month where we've had over 200 people here in the sanctuary. I think that's an awesome, or here on the property, that is an awesome praise testimony to God. But listen, people have special gifts, and one of those is faith. And I love to have faith people around me, but sometimes faith people scare me a little bit too. Because faith people want you to get a little bit out on a limb where you're not comfortable. You understand what I'm saying? They're like, why don't we step out on this limb? But this limb looks dead and dry, and it looks like I'm going to fall and break my neck. Oh, it's okay, Pastor. God's got this. That's why I don't choose faith people for my board. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. By the way, there's a Ziploc of money up here. If somebody can tell me exactly how much is in there, you can have it. All right. A gift of faith. I don't know who that is. I just don't want it to get left up here. All right. Also, a gift of healing. Gift of healing. There are people with special gifts of healing on their life. They can't help it. They just go around and people get healed. They pray for people, they get healed. It's like Peter's shadow we talked about last week. He couldn't help it. Man, people just got in his shadow, and guess what? They got healed. I think that kind of stuff is awesome. Some people have that gift of healing. Some people have the gift of miracles. Some people have the gift of prophecy. And prophecy, wisdom, and knowledge sometimes get mixed up. Wisdom is knowing that what you should do or what you shouldn't do based on the wisdom of God. Knowledge is knowing something specific about you. And the gift of prophecy is being able to say, hey, even though it may not seem like it right now, this is coming. You need to get ready. You need to pray. You need to prepare yourself. This is about to happen. And so prophecy is an essential gift to the church. Also, the gift of discernment. There are some people in this room, I have no doubt in my mind, that you know, you can be looking up here, focused in on the message, but if someone with an evil spirit walks through the door in the back, you know it. Because you have a gift of discernment. You can feel it. And my wife, I don't want to scare anybody away from my wife, but she has a gift of discernment. There's no doubt about it. And I'm having to learn to trust that gift of discernment. Because she will tell me things about people, and I will say, no, there's no way. Not in a million years. And guess what? Every time I have to go back, sorry, babe, I didn't listen. There was an instance at another church in another state where we got there, and there was an elder serving in the church. Great personality, nice guy, retired out of the military. I mean, just great all-around guy. Sang on the worship team or sang in the choir. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better guy as far as I was concerned. And Pamela came to me one day and she said, I don't know what it is, but I know he's having an affair. There's something about him. There's something, it's just not right. I said, there's no way. No way. I mean, one of the biggest givers in the church, didn't flaunt it, it was just awesome. And one day we had him and his wife and kids over to the house for dinner and had a great time, had a great visit. And when he left, Pamela said, I'm telling you, something is not right. I discern something is not right. No, there's no way. No way. A few weeks later, he called and said, I've got a problem. I was like, what is that? He said, I'm having an affair with one of your choir members. The gift of discernment is very powerful, but because of the forewarning that I had from my wife on that, it didn't knock me down. And we were able to deal with that and handle it in a very mature way, in a calm way, in a way that where we were prepared. The gift of discernment is very good. Now, I'm sure Pamela's phone calls are going to decrease tremendously this week. That's one out of many, many instances. I'm telling you, there have been times in this church, with Unity Church, where Pamela has told me some things, and still I was like, no, I don't know. I'm just kind of a benefit of the doubt kind of guy, like innocent till proven guilty, which our government doesn't understand anymore. And I'm sorry. Dog! I was told not to be political. Okay. Anyway, moving right along. I'm just that kind of guy, you know? I don't know. Maybe that comes with shepherding. I don't know. You want to believe the best for people, and I don't ever want to lose that. But because of that, sometimes I'm blinded to what the enemy is doing. And I'm having to learn how to trust that discernment in her life. Also, the gift of tongues. We are a Pentecostal, full gospel. We believe the Bible from the beginning to the end. And I believe that tongues is still an essential gift to the church today. Can somebody say amen? There is a gift of tongues and there is a gift in interpretation. And this is something that we are not seeing in our church. That honestly, I believe it's a shame because I believe it is a gift that the body of Christ is missing out on. It is not a gift that has passed away with the apostles. This is a gift. In fact, Paul said, I wish all would speak in tongues. Amen. Tongues and interpretation are an essential part of the body of Christ. Also, Romans 12 gives us a few gifts here. It says serving. We talked about that earlier, the gift of serving. Powdering butts in the nursery is an essential gift to the body of Christ. My family was sick the other day. We all had the stomach virus. Actually, I got mine early and then everybody else called up. And so, Miss Annette showed up at our desk, at our front door with bags of groceries and different things for the family. That's a gift of serving and hospitality. And, those things are very needed in the body of Christ. If you've ever went through a tragedy or something like that, it's always good to have someone around with a gift of serving. Also, the gift of teaching. The gift of teaching. That doesn't only belong to pastors. But the gift of teaching. People in this room have been gifted to teach. And on Wednesday nights, it's just like Sunday school. On Wednesday nights for kids, they're broken up into small groups, into their age groups, and they're in classes. And we've got several classes going on right now during service for children. And so I'm just telling you that the gift of teaching is essential and it's needed, and we need you to be operating in your gift at Unity Church. Also, there's a new, almost always we have something going on Wednesdays after school, and they're going to be teaching and training kids to do ministry and different things. And Pastor Donna's going to have a discipleship thing for kids. The gift of teaching is very needed and necessary. Also, the gift of encouraging. I love this. I love to be around people who have the gift of encouragement. People who, listen, you are not operating in the gift of encouragement, if we have our highest attendant day here at Unity Church and everything went right, and you come up and say, "Oh, Pastor, I just want you to know you are doing a fantastic job." No, what you're saying is, "I'm not blind and I understand that, things are going good," right? But for somebody to be able to come around on the bad day, on our lowest attended Sunday, and when I got up here and flopped and floundered and couldn't get my words right, and everything, the singers were singing off key, and none of your favorite songs, and it's one of those days when somebody can say, "Hey, Pastor, let's go to lunch," and then they just spend some time encouraging us, or encouraging our youth pastors, staff, or one another. Somebody's going through a hard time, and you just go and you find them and speak words of encouragement. Those gifts are needed in the church today. Can somebody say amen? The gift of giving. Did you know that giving is a gift? We are all required to give our tithes and our offerings, according to Malachi and the Word of God, that we are not just required to give our tithes, but we are required to give offerings. Because it says, if you don't, then you are withholding from the Lord. And so we are required to give. But there are some people that just have the gift of giving. "Hey, Pastor, what do we need at the church? Is there anything we can do? Is there anything you've been wanting? Anything you've been needing? We just want to provide for that." Listen, that is a gift of giving. And I think that's an awesome thing. Some people say, "It feels like all I do is come to church and give my money." Maybe that is your gift. We don't look down on that. And we're not after you for your money. What we are after, because our salaries don't change based on what you give. Based on what you give is how much we can do for the kingdom of God. And so what we do is we say, we want you to be operating in whatever gift you have been given, because we want you to be a good steward of the gifts that have been deposited inside of you, because you will be fulfilled and the kingdom will be fulfilled. Can somebody say amen? Also, the gift of leading. Some people are good leaders. I've heard it said many times, if you are trying to lead a group of people and you look back and there's nobody behind you, then you're not leading. If you're leading and nobody is following, you are not leading. But some people are gifted to lead. There are people that, you know, it's just easy. I say, "Hey, this needs to be done. It needs to be organized. And I'm going to give it to so-and-so because I know they will lead it well." The gift of leading. And also the gift of showing mercy. The gift of showing mercy. And I believe that is a gift that sometimes is lacking in the church. We operate in judgment, maybe too heavy in discernment. But I know that there are some people that are gifted with the gift of mercy, because somebody can really be going through a hard time because of decisions they have made. And there are people in this room that will come and wrap their arm around them and say, "You know what? It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. You're going to go through the process. We're going to get through this." It's the gift of showing mercy. All right. Somebody say, "I got to use my gift." So the first thing we've got to do in order to be able to use our gift is know our gift, but we also must be willing to try. You must be willing to try. This is activating your gift. In Romans 12, 6 through 8, it says this: "If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy. If serving, then serve. If teaching, then teach." God's saying, "Hey, whatever your gift is, you've got to be willing to try, and you've got to be willing to activate that gift and use that gift." We saw Spider-Man here earlier, and he said, "With great power comes great responsibility." It's like if someone gives you the keys to a Mercedes, and you never put the key in the ignition, then guess what? You have not been a good steward of the gift that you were given. Can somebody say amen? if you know, Spider-Man was given the powers to save the world. That's what he felt like he was supposed to do. He's going to save the world. He's going to save the world from bad guys. But if he never shoots any web and he never does the things that he was gifted to do, then he has not been a good steward of the power that he's been given. We've been watching, you know, just like the Flash in the video. He said, "Hey, you know, I'm just a computer guy. I'm good at websites. I'm good at skating. I'm good at these different things." And Batman's there saying, "Hey, no, you've got a special gift. I don't know what it is, but I know you've got a special gift." And I think that's where we are a lot of times in the church. I don't know what gift I have, but I know I've been deposited a gift inside of me. There has been a gift deposited inside of me. And I'm telling you, you've got to learn what that gift is, and you've got to be willing to try and willing to activate it. The second thing is you must be willing to exercise. You must be willing to exercise. Ephesians 4:16 says this, "From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." How does the body of Christ built up? How is the body of Christ strengthened and encouraged? How is the body of Christ effective? It is when we build ourselves up by using the gifts that have been deposited within us. Boy, y'all are quiet. Because this sounds like a message where something is going to be expected of you. Yes, you got it. Look at somebody and say, "My pastor expects something from me." So I'm not trying to trick you this morning. I'm going to be upfront and honest. I expect you to be operating in the gifts that God has given you. Because if you are not, then we have a body of Christ that is handicapped. The only way the body of Christ can accomplish all that God has for us to do is as if every member of our body is doing its part. And when one member is not doing its part, then we are handicapped. We're walking around like this. Why? Because our right leg is not doing what our right leg was designed to do. We used to have a dog at our house. Wasn't a very bright dog. Has anybody ever had one of those before? This dog loved to snake hunt. And it seemed like the more poisonous, the more he wanted to go and fight the snake. And the dog had been snake bit so many times. He had been snake bit so many times, he would just be walking around, dragging legs of his body, twitching. And sometimes he would get on the trail of something and he would be, "Row, row, 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 row," and he'd get about halfway down the road and then he would just stop. Look around. You could tell he forgot where he was. And then come back home. What do we say about that dog? We used to say, I'm not going to tell you what his name was because it's kind of vulgar. But I'm just kidding. We didn't name him. My grandpa did. And blame that on him right now. We used to say, "You know what? That dog ain't all there." Has anybody ever heard that? You know what? I think God's looking at the body of Christ sometimes, Unity Church, Magnolia, and I think saying, "You know what? I'm proud of what they're doing, but they ain't all there." Whew. My ratings are going to plummet this week. I posted a video of John Chris this week on Facebook, and it was a pastor's press conference on Monday mornings. You know, you should go and look at it. You ain't all there. Why? Because we've got parts of the body that's not doing their part. What would happen if you woke up one day and your heart decided, "Okay, well, I'm just not going to beat today. I'm not appreciated. The lung didn't call me last week and check on me. I'm not appreciated. So I'm not going to beat." Or we have fingers that say, "I'm not going to bend today because I've been bending for 36 years and nobody has ever said thank you." I've been bending every day of my life. Now, we don't think about that usually. We just get wrapped up in the busyness of life and in the worries and the cares and the things that come along with life. And we forget that we have been entrusted with grace gifts, that God is going to hold us accountable for how we stewarded the gifts that have been deposited inside of us. This goes for young and old kids. I'm telling you today, you have been deposited, grace gifts have been deposited in you as well. We've got several kids in the room. You guys are called to be superheroes for God. And we've got senior adults in this room that you think you've done enough. You haven't. You have been deposited grace gifts that have the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. It's not that we reach a certain age and God says, okay, now you can use your grace gifts. And then we reach a certain age and say, okay, you've used them enough. No, man, those things are for life. And the great thing is they get better the more we exercise. You know, some of us, we look in the mirror on a daily basis. We look in the mirror and we're like, man, I wish I could have abs of steel and, big guns up here. And man, usually there's somebody in our mind we wished we looked like. But if we never drop down on the floor and we start doing some push-ups and some sit-ups, then we're never going to lose our gallon and trade it in for a six-pack. Some of you are walking around with a keg, and when you get in the mirror, okay. Been looking at myself too long. I don't know. Let me move on. How many of you know sometimes we got something up here that we just need to manifest out here? We see ourselves maybe as Superman or Batman, but you know what? On the outside, we're not actively exercising and doing the things that make us who we want to be in Christ. Okay, let me move on. We have been given spiritual gifts that are meant to be used to build up the body of Christ. We must know our gift and we must use them wisely. Go to that next list. This is all the grace gifts in the scripture that I wanted to touch on today. So I'm going to just make this personal. If your gift is serving, can I encourage you? Serve. If your gift is teaching, teach. If your gift is encouraging, find someone to encourage this week. If your gift is giving, I encourage you to give with all of your heart. If your gift is wisdom, then share that wisdom with someone else. If your gift is knowledge and words of knowledge, don't be scared to use them. If your gift is faith, begin to believe God for something. If your gift is healing, I would encourage you, why don't you start praying for the sick? If your gift is miracles, then start to believe God for some miracles and begin to speak into the miracle. If your gift is prophesying, begin to prophesy. If your gift is discernment, then begin to use that discernment, not to judge someone, but to help someone. If your gift is the gift of tongues, begin to shakadaba shekerebe. If your gift is to interpret, then begin to use thus saith the Lord. If your gift is prophecy, then begin to prophesy. We've already used that one. If your gift is okay, now I'm just repeating. I don't know what's going on. Well, we're just repeating here. So what the base bottom line is, if you have been entrusted with a grace gift, use it. The team is not whole until you begin to use it. We watched a movie yesterday. We've got a program that takes out all the cussing from movies. It's really awesome. You don't have to listen to all that language anymore. And so there's an awesome program. It's called, Clear... I don't know. It's called something. I'll look it up and let you know. And so we watched a movie yesterday that we've been wanting to watch, but we've been told there was too much cussing in it. So we put it in the program, and it takes the cuss words out, and it was Avengers Infinity War. Avengers Infinity War. One of the dumbest movies I've ever seen in my entire life. Complete waste of time, in my opinion. I'm just saying you can save yourself some, can't believe I just wasted 2 hours of my day. Don't watch it. Okay. But there was a part in the movie that I could use today, so I'll talk about it. And then I'm going to close. Worship team, you can come. There's a part in the movie where Iron Man is needing Captain America. And the problem is Iron Man and Captain America aren't getting along too well. And somebody says, just call him. And he said, well, it's not that simple. I can't just call him. Why not? Well, because things didn't end well with us. We split up and it wasn't too good. And he's like, look, the end of the world is coming, basically. There is an enemy that is coming. It doesn't really matter if you get along or not. Call the man or we're all going to die together. Now, that's the basis of the conversation, paraphrased. How many of you know that the church is operating like this all the time? We've got people at churches all over this town who we couldn't get along with. And so they're sitting in different buildings when we should be fighting on the same team. We've got people scattered all over this town who says, you know what, when we split up, it didn't go too good. And it didn't feel too good. And we feel like we can't call people. And listen, I'm telling you that until we can get past our own ego and our own selfish desires and our own the way we thought it was supposed to go, and we can begin to say, hey, I love you. We may not be in the same building. We may not be in the same house of worship, but we are still on the same team. And we're going to use our grace gifts for the same purpose, to take ground from the kingdom of darkness and give ground to the kingdom of light, then that is when the kingdom of God will advance in Magnolia, Arkansas. Would you stand with me all over this room? This isn't a Unity Church thing. This is a God thing. This isn't a Unity Church thing. This is a Christianity kind of thing, a kingdom of God kind of thing. Because we're all on the same team. We all serve the same God. My God's no better than their God. We serve the same God. A God who's fighting for us. He's not fighting against us. But he's a God who says, I've deposited gifts within inside of you. Gifts that are meant to be used for the building up of the body of Christ. We are going to be held accountable of how we are using those gifts. Father, in Jesus.
Hey, thanks again for joining us for this week's podcast. If you are blessed by the message today, please join us by visiting us at ucmagnolia.com. You can see what's going on, you can give online, and you can be a part of what God's doing at Unity Church Magnolia. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.